3 months after the 9/11 Commission issued its recommendations, Congress is still divided over how much power to give the National Intelligence Director. Members of a House Senate Conference Committee say they also cannot agree on a string of immigration proposals. House Republicans added those proposals to the intelligence reform legislation. Backers of the simpler Senate plan say the immigration measures have no place in an intelligence overhaul. The House leadership insists that this is exactly what the 9/11 Commission report had in mind. More from NPR's Larry Abramson.
Numerous reports agree on this. The nation's immigration system is porous, and terrorists know how to exploit it. House Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner says that a rogues gallery of terrorists has already figured out how to remain in this country by applying for asylum.
In real life, some of the unsavory characters who have abused the asylum system include Mir Imal Khanzi, who murdered two CIA employees at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, in 1993, and the blind sheikh Umar Abd al-Rahman, who plotted to bomb New York City landmarks.
So Sensenbrenner has championed a crackdown. His proposal would force asylum applicants to prove that they face real persecution in their home countries. It would give immigration officials much greater power to decide who's telling the truth and allow them to deport fakers. Sensenbrenner wants the intelligence bill to greatly expand what's known as expedited removal, which allows some aliens to be kicked out of this country without a lengthy hearing. Gregory Nogheim of the American Civil Liberties Union says this would subject many refugees to summary deportation.
What would be missing at that stage would be an assessment by someone who was independent from the law enforcement function. For citizens, it would be the same thing as having the police decide whether a person is guilty or innocent.
But backers of the legislation say aliens are not entitled to a trial. Dan Stein of the Federation for American Immigration Reform says aliens who face expedited removal aren't necessarily criminals. They just can't enter the U.S.
We are simply removing them from our jurisdiction and sending them back to a country where they're a citizen and have all the rights and privileges and protections to vote, own property, get married, have a family, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in their own country.
Or they could face a life of torture and persecution, according to many immigrants' rights groups. The proposed law says aliens can be sent to just about any country that promises not to use torture. That prospect has drawn opposition from the traditionally conservative Cuban American National Foundation. Camilla Ruiz says the proposal could sweep up refugees who've been here as long as 5 years. For example, Cuban refugees who have families and an established life in this country.
We're talking about people who have already established themselves in this country and may have started families, and for those people to just be pulled in and sent back to Cuba without knowing what kind of fate it is that they will meet there is just dangerous.
The immigration proposals could go much further, laying out national standards for driver's licenses, for example, in order to limit the use of fraudulent documents by aliens. The White House has urged House leaders to drop these measures rather than see intelligence reform postponed, so have the leaders of the 9/11 Commission. But Congressman James Sensenbrenner says he's trying to follow the commission's advice.
The 9/11 Commission stated that routine operations of our immigration laws, that is, aspects of those laws not specifically aimed at protecting against terrorism, inevitably shape al-Qaeda's planning and opportunities.
Both sides say they're reviewing compromise proposals. They say they're hopeful they'll reach agreement before adjourning for the election, but they didn't give any concrete reasons for that optimism. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.